away. Today's great play is a loveless comedy by Ben Jonson entitled Volpone, freely adapted by Stefan Zweig. The great playwright chose ancient Venice in the time of the Renaissance for the scene of his action. Remembering the ingenuity of the despotic Italian rulers, he created one of the most vivid pictures of manners of that day.
Old Venice, where wickedness displayed itself, and lust for gold caught greedy Venetians in its glittering trap. The names of the people in the play are Italian animal names and are symbolic of the characters. The characters in the comedy are Volpone, the old fox.
I am Volpone, a rich Levantine. I'm obsessed with the idea of possessing gold. People come to me because I'm rich, but I'm onto their game and I'll crush every one of them. I'm sly as a fox.
Mosca, the flatterer.
I'll do anything for money. I'll lie, cheat, flatter. They call me a gadfly. I'm a toady and lick Volpone's boots because he's rich.
Voltori, the notary.
Yes, I'm Voltori, a notary, a lawyer. I'll tangle up the evidence in our case and do anything for money. The people of Venice call me a vulture.
Corbaccio, the moneylender.
I lend money. Won't spend a sequin myself. I'm called a raven because I sit ready to jump on anything which will bring me gold.
Corvino, the merchant.
And they call me a crow. I'll scratch and scream for gold. I'll disinherit my own son for money.
Leone.
I am Leone, a sea captain. I serve my country well. Carbaccio is my father, and I'll get even with him. You wait and see.
The beautiful Columba.
My husband, Corvino, the old crow, is so jealous of me. I never did anything wrong in my life.
The judge.
I'll bring these people to trial and give them exactly what they deserve.
It is early morning. Volpone's luxurious room in his Venetian palace is bathed in sunlight. Volpone, the old fox, has feigned illness for some 3 years. His sick bed, set in an alcove, is shut off from sight by curtains. Young Mosca, who serves him as a toady and a flatterer, is giving orders to the servants.
Hey there! Room!
Coming.
Bring on breakfast. The master's getting up. Take it over there to the couch. Poor man's had an awful night.
I fear he will not hear the bells of Venice chime the hour many times again, but don't let him see you know. Put on merry faces. You know he can't stand sympathy.
Yes, sir.
And you, musician.
Yes, sir.
Tune your mandolin and play him his favorite song. Meanwhile, I'll lead him in.
All right, put that tray down there.
Do you believe Monsieur Volpone is truly so ill?
I don't believe it. Only yesterday, that courtesan Canina was here, and they cut such capers over my head that the ceiling creaked.
Oh, that must have been Mosca, his flatterer. He guzzles his wine, he reaches into his purse, he smacks his lips over his dinners. I can well believe that Monsieur Volpone is ill.
Lean on me, Volpone.
Lie there a while, master, in the sunlight.
Thank you, my good, true servants. And thanks to you, my musician. If it were only true that music heals the sick. Ah, what a night. I no longer thought to live to see the morning. Now, leave me to myself.
Are they gone, Mosca?
Master Volpone, the door is well bolted. Now let yourself take pleasure in life. Arise, master, away with infirmity.
Let me throw open the curtains. Ah, sunlight. Come, bathe my pale face in your shining gold, for gold is all.
It is the elixir which thrills each mortal nerve with life renewed. Sunlight, I need you not. I have real gold. Ah, here is real gold and treasure. Heap high. Gold. Gold, my own dear Sunlight. What, Oscar? Do you not greet my gold?
Oh, sir, I pity it.
Pity it? Why?
Because it's caught there in the chest.
And you, what would you do? Set it free?
If I had the power, I'd give it wings.
Oh, you fool. May I ask you what you would do with it?
What I do? Let me think. First, I'd think up all the things I'd ever wished for. A brocaded robe, such as the Emperor of France wears. I'd have my picture painted by Messer Titian. I'd have a title. Now, wait.
You've already reached the bottom of your treasure chest. Masker, you clever puppy, what a fool you are. How little you've learned of me. The magic of gold is so great that smell alone makes men drunk. They only need to smell it, and they fall into your hands like moths into a flame. You've been my parasite 8 weeks, you stupid pupil. Have you seen one single golden coin creep out of my treasure chest in that time?
Never, Master. Only more added to it.
And do I live badly?
I hope I never live worse. You are luxurious.
Do I exert myself? Do I lend gold at interest? When I ride out in my gondola, is there a hollow moaning from the debtor's dungeon? Mercy, mercy.
On the contrary, everyone honors you. Everyone waits upon you.
And how do I do it? You spendthrift? With air. With a few thin words, with a dry cough and 7 sighs. They fly away from the money. Yes, my good warm money stays with me.
You fool them completely. I marvel at the way you can pull them here by the nose again and again.
What? I pull them here? The gold pulls them here. I do nothing but say I'm rich, and they bow their backs in reverence. Then I let them know that I have no wife, no child. Their very tongues hang out. And then I make pretense at mortal illness, and they begin to dance for my money. They bring presents. They give me a share of their profits. Musker, what is gold compared to the stupidity of men? Did you spray out the news everywhere that I'm miserable, dying?
Full-cheeked like a trumpeter.
Then the troops will be soon moving up, but I'm ready to receive them. Spy out carefully, my boy. Who it was had this itch that drove him out of bed so early.
Master Baltori, the notary.
Oh, then I'll lie down and make them think I'm ready for extreme unction. For death. Draw the curtains round my bed so that I can hear what's going on. Now let the comedy begin.
Oh, how magnanimous of you, Master Notary, to sacrifice your time. All Venice knows how precious that is to our poor master. But be assured that he knows how to value that honor. Your name is always on his lips. Did you bring the will with you so I can have him fill it out?
Here it is, all filled out. Nothing missing but his signature.
He'll give us that, never fear.
And here, you see, I've left the space where he'll inscribe the heir he's named. For you know, if I had set it down with my own hand, the world is so full of malice, people might have thought I had egged him on to it myself.
Rely on me.
But don't be too urgent. I know it often irritates dying men if you remind them of death, so be careful now. Here is a golden goblet I brought with me. Show it to him and say I sent it.
How pleased he will be. But see for yourself, I'll wake him up. Let me open the bed curtains.
Messer Volpone. Master Notary has come to ask after your health. The first, as always.
Oh, thanks. Many thanks.
Just think. He brought a golden goblet to you that you might drink health from it.
Oh, a noble friend. A great soul. Tell him I want to see him often.
You hear, Voltari? Did I speak the truth?
Bring him here, nearer. My eyes are dark. Grasp my hand, Voltari.
Take the goblet first.
How do you feel, my honored friend?
Gold. Heavy gold. Good friend. Still thinks of a dying man.
If I could only buy you health instead of gold.
Oh, how true, how true. What use is all my gold to me now? Poor, deserted Volpone. I have no one but you.
Ah, come, Master. Do not overtax yourself. Let me close the curtain. You see, Baltari? I spoke in good faith.
If it is only true.
As soon as he gets back a little strength, I'll hand him your goblet filled with wine and let him write in your name.
You're a good lad. Here, here, take this gold. This is an earnest of my word.
I will bring you the infantry this very day so that you may know what you possess. The moment he breathes his last breath, I go roaring to you. Oh, my, there's someone knocking. Maybe the doctor. Now, you'd better go so that they don't see you. They might say that you had used undue influence in making the will. Better go down the back stairs.
Help me up quick. You're a sweet rascal, my master. An apt pupil. That limping, pompous law mangler. He hides his greed well under that black robe of his. A notary. Bah. Who's the thief outside? Corvino, the merchant. That fellow. We've rooked him pretty thoroughly already. Set bravely to your work.
Jump back in bed. Cough bravely. Groan like a bagpipe. It'll pay.
Ah, welcome, Corvino.
Softly, softly. He's just dozed off.
I wish he'd come to sleep forever.
Oh, gently, gently. How impatient you are. You know that he intends everything for you.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. How soon will he be dead?
Ah, he groaned in pain all night and prayed to end his torture soon.
Ah, you master. I have brought him an opiate here. The doctor said that on taking it, he'd fall into a fine, deep sleep. Give it to poor Volpone in his wine if he is thirsty.
That I could hardly do, Messer Corvino, for he's no faith in physic and holds doctors are a greater danger than disease.
The man's going to die. Let him die. None of this long-drawn-out torture. The will's all made.
Ah, that's the rub. It is written, but not signed and sealed. And the name of the heir is not inscribed.
Thunder! The will not yet signed. And now perhaps he'll croak. Go, get a doctor right away. Death may yet snatch him from our hands. Hold, hold. I just saw Master Notary go down the stairs.
Notary? No. Oh, yes, 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 yes. The notary. He came of his own accord to draw the will for him. Wrote it without any charge and sealed it.
Free? Ah, he wants a last grab at the treasure chest, the old skinflint.
Oh, no, no, no. You are mistaken. See, he's a generous whole soul, gentleman. Look at the heavy golden goblet there on the table, which he brought Messer Volpone today as a present.
Yeah, cheap. I know it. And Volpone, what did he say?
Ah, master, old people are so peculiar. He's delighted as a child with that goblet.
Well, they all give presents, these legacy hunters. They all have money. But if I have to go to debtor's prison, I'll outplay that law twister. Here, here are 300 sequins for a start.
Ah, that's what I call true medicine. Watch, I'll liven him up once more.
Messer Volpone, your friend Corvino is here.
Look, sequins, gold, 300 sequins. Messer Corvino brought them to you.
Oh, Corvino. 300 sequins. Good friend. Thank him.
Lord, he hasn't said good friend to anybody yet. Quick now, butter the ducats with a few sweet words.
Ah, Messer Volpone, what pain to see you suffer so. If my own blood would cure you, I'd give it gladly.
Oh, so much goodness. So much friendship for a poor, sick man like me.
Ah, he's almost in tears.
Oh, but I will repay you for it on, my dying bed.
Who's coming there? Everything going so well? 2 minutes more and I'd have shoved the pen into his hand.
Master Corbaccio is below, sir.
Yeah.
He cannot climb the stairs alone. The other servants are helping him up.
Oh, bring him in God's name.
What does that 80-year-old skeleton want here? That old moneylender hasn't stirred a step for 50 years except for profit.
Ah, he's coming to appraise the jewels. Go now, Messer Corvino, or you will tire Messer Volpone.
No, my dear Moscow, I won't budge an inch. I want to know what that old skeleton's up to. I'm staying.
Oh, very well. And now, Corvino, my honored friend, a word on nobler subjects. How is your gallant wife, the toast of all Venice?
Who said she was gallant? How? The toast of Venice? What are you gabbling about?
Oh, the whole town knows your wife, the lovely Colomba. St. Mark's is never so full of cavaliers as on Friday mornings when she goes to hear the sermon.
At the sermon? I don't teach her about sermons. The whole town. I'll go see to this myself.
I'll go with you.
Ah, that's all I need, you good for nothing. You stay here with your master. I'll preach her a sermon myself.
Master Cabaccio. In the flesh. So you're not dead yet.
You. Corvino. Up to no good, I can wager.
This must be a wonderful little business deal to make you leave your treasure chest. I wish you luck.
Thanks. I'm alive. Thanks. I know your mind. No better than your credit.
I don't need your loans. Go on grabbing money. But take care. Someday you may slip.
He's gone. Good riddance. What does he want here?
What does he want? Why, to crib a legacy, of course. Why else come to a rich dying man between the doctor and the gravedigger?
I like to look at dying men. I've seen so many, and I enjoy each one more. I'm 75. I've buried 4 brothers, sisters, friends, enemies. And I'm still alive. I'll outlast them all. And how are things today?
Bad, very bad.
Then he'll die soon.
Oh, he lies like a log, does Massabo Pony. Since this morning, he hears nothing, he feels nothing, he notices nothing. Look, if you don't believe me. Hey, Volpone! You Levantine thief! Not dead yet! You see, you could discharge a cannon in his ear and he'd hear nothing. Lay hold of him and he'd feel nothing. Prod him with your cane.
Yeah. Stand up, carcass! Face the old man. You're younger. You have better legs. Stand up. Often you've mocked poor old Cabaccio for being miserly. Who's mocking now, you windbag? I'll outlast you all. You laugh first, but I laugh last. Keep the will here ready on the table. I want my money back at once.
The will? Yes. But don't you know, Messer Volpone has invited the notary again today. He wants some more, what did he call them? Codicils to his will.
A new will? Why, codicils? I hadn't seen him. Will me 20,000 sequins, seen with my own eyes. It's my guarantee. How can he change it after he's dead?
Look, the notary gave him this golden goblet and Master Corvino these 300 sequins. He means to remember them in his will.
And take it out of me, I suppose. This can't be.
You see, the poor fool measures friendship by presents. If you were bright, you'd quickly give him even more so I could manage a good strong codicil for you.
These spendthrifts, gold goblets, 300 sequins. I have nothing more. I'm a poor man.
Perhaps, this ring.
My ring? 30 carats worth 1,000 sequins. No, too much.
Oh, it's only for a few hours. The corpse will scarce be cold when I'll tear it off its fingers.
Ah, true. He's 3/4 dead already. Here, take it. Show it to him if he wakes again. And when he dies, then bring it back. Here, Mosca, take it. Lovely ring. Brilliant fire. Goodbye.
Is he gone?
Jump up. The devil of greed has flown off with him.
Lock the door. Well done, my lad. You ought to be a barber. You lather them well and shave them clean. Master, sweet youth, we will breakfast. We'll feast. Life is easy to live as long as cabbage heads grow as thick as thistles.
At last you allow yourself good humor and enjoyment. This is the first time today.
I haven't enjoyed my food as much in weeks. To my health, Messer Corvino. To my Messer Corbaccio.
To your health. This is the way I like to have you. This is the way I like to see
you. Yes, my boy, I know you do.
Drink. Heat yourself with wine and not with gall. You've always known that they were villains.
They must be scourged and branded like galley slaves. Mosca, consider what we might still do to them. Think hard, lad. You're a clever scamp. That's why I like you. Think of something, but mind you, it must burn like pepper.
Let me see now. Corbaccio, what would you think of my persuading him to write you down his heir in order that he may be yours? That way you pocket everything of his at one fell swoop.
Wonderful! But quick now, my boy, run quickly.
What? You don't mean this morning? Heaven knows we've scooped enough in today.
No, right away.
Oh, have pity on me. Pity on them.
If ever I'd had pity, I'd have no money. Pitiful people end in almshouses. Go along, I told you. Go along, buzz, gadfly.
Oh, when will I ever get enough rest?
Scene 2, in Corvino's house. Columba, Corbino's wife, sits at her embroidery frame sewing. Corbino enters, sneaking in at the rear, and suddenly bursts out with...
Where were you this morning, Columba?
Oh, have mercy.
Ah, you start. You go pale. Where were you, you deceitful woman? With whom were you?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Where else should I have been but here in your house?
In the house, were you? You expect me to believe that?
I'll swear to you by the kind Madonna that I have not left the house today. Oh, do you believe me now?
Let the devil believe you. There's no one can lie to me. When did you last see Mosca?
Let go. You're hurting me. I don't know any Mosca.
Don't know him? And how does he know you, my dove? He tells me you go to church every Friday and flirt during the sermon. And how that fellow winked. He knows even more.
I am belied. May God forgive him. I sat here the morning, here by the window.
By the window? Open. Stand aside. Let me close it. Haven't I forbidden you a thousand times to show yourself at the window?
It was so close in here. Oh, please believe me. I sat here with my sewing 12 feet away from the window, just as you found
me. Oh, what can a man do? Two eyes are too few to watch over one wife.
But, sir, why do you distrust me? No one can say a word of me.
He smiled, that Musk. He grinned like a dog. And people must not grin when they talk of me.
Shall I open?
Into your room with you. Oh. You rush impatiently to show yourself to every man. Get in there. Wait till I call you. Mosca. Mosca. Is he dead?
Quite the contrary, Corbino. He's alive. Very much alive, in fact.
How? How is that possible? I saw him today myself. He didn't have enough breath in his throat to flutter a feather.
Oh, and now he's fine. He struts, he fairly crows. He's bursting with life. And proclaims he's in need of love and a good nurse.
Is he really well now?
Hardly did the merchant next door hear that he needed a nurse when he came running in to say that he'd sent his daughter today, 19 and proud as a young panther. That's why I came to warn you. For you don't need to be told that women carry a good argument and then goodbye to your inheritance.
This evening, you say?
Yes, yes. You see, I thought you ought to know. Well... God be with you, sir.
No, wait. One moment. Tell him...
Go on. Stammer more quickly.
Wait. Didn't you say my wife?
What about your wife?
Well, she's pretty. She's young. Oh, you know very well I'm Volpone's friend. His best friend. I mean, to cure him.
To what?
To send her to him. Oh, I can do for my friend what this merchant means to do for a stranger. Volpone is a respectable man. Tell him, so that he sees how much I am his friend, that I am bringing Columba, my wife, to him today.
Masterly. You're the craftiest of them all. It's masterly. But hurry and post all the merchants.
Go now, run ahead and tell him. I'm very happy to hear of his recovery, and that my first thought was...
Yes, 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 I know.
To offer him the dearest thing in my possession, my wife, to nurse him back to health.
I understand, but don't come too soon. I still have to go to Corbaccio's and forestall him for a while. Oh, if you knew what fun it is to hoax these greedy legacy hunters.
I believe you.
Yes, and the merriest part of the sport is that none of them knows what I'm doing. In 1 hour, then, come with Columba. You're the cleverest of them all. Corvino, you're raking the shackles. Farewell.
Columba. Columba. Come here. Columba. Oh, you're crying. Have I hurt you, my little dove? Forgive me, Columba, if I've tormented you.
Oh, how wonderful to hear you speaking kindly to me again. How often I've prayed to the dear Virgin to cure you of your groundless jealousy.
I? Jealous? I'll cure you of that delusion. Oh. Come dress yourself. Put on your jewels. Make yourself lovely. I want to show you that Corvino's not the jealous spouse for whom you take him. Come.
Where am I to go?
To my friend. To Volpone. You're to nurse him in his illness.
Oh. Am I to stay alone with a strange man?
He's weak and ill. He is my friend. I trust you both. You'll tend him on his sickbed.
But my honor...
Your honor is my honor.
Oh.
Go, and I advise you to look friendly, or you won't see me looking friendly at all. Now, for Volpone. Come, my love.
changes to Corbaccio's house. A simply furnished room. Chests and strong boxes of iron are in evidence. Mosca is just entering.
Master, it is Mosca, and very urgent.
Master Corbaccio, in 2 hours the notary is coming. The doctor has given me a powder to prick Volpone into life once more so that he can hold a pen. Everything's in order. Everything's at stake now.
But I've given him my ring already. 5,000 sequin ring.
And the minute Goldsmith Batista saw it, he hurried in with another rope of pearls. And Corvino came dashing with 500 sequins more. Oh, they're racing like antelopes now they know death is straddling him. That's just the reason I ran over here.
Tell me then.
I thought if you had something which proved your friendship even more surely, I'd down all these fools at once. And that thing you must give me, it'll cost you nothing.
Cost nothing?
No.
Good.
Only a sheet of paper. You see, you merely make a will naming Volpone your sole heir before the notary.
Volpone?
And I'll take it to him and say, look, this is a real friend. He disinherited his son for you. See how he loves you. And what will he do? He'll name you his sole heir.
Oh, I understand. Good. But disinherit my son?
Oh, only for 10 hours. Volpone will be dead by then, and you'll have made your son again as rich. Why, you're doing this for him. You know you'll outlive Volpone.
I should say so. Excellent idea. And cheap. I'll hurry right after the notary. I'll bring the paper right away.
Oh, what fools money makes of men. Sells his son, this one, and the other his wife.
And what are you doing here, you rogue?
Ah, I haven't the honor of knowing you.
I am Leone, the captain, and I know you. As you can see by the fact that I call you a rogue, you are Volpone's toady, his back scratcher. And what are you doing here?
Oh, so you're Leone. A clever child. Smart son in suit. Still, you don't know your own father.
Yeah, but you're after something here. Dogs of your breed do nothing for nothing. Now, what do you want here?
Well, for instance, wouldn't you very much like to give me 500 sequins if I got you 300,000?
We've heard all that before, we soldiers.
Oh, now, stick to the point. Will you give me 500 on the day that you get 300,000?
Yeah, why not?
On your honor and your word as a soldier?
On my honor and my oath. But you can't do it honestly. You're planning some villainy, eh?
Oh, of course. Some villainy. How else? Did you ever hear of a man earning such lordly gains in an honorable way? Now listen. You believe that your father's rich. You believe that when the old man dies, his wealth all goes to you.
To whom else?
There you're mistaken.
What?
Your father has disinherited you. He ran from here a while ago straight to a notary to make a legacy hunter his heir.
Disinherited me? Named another man? What scoundrel did this?
Oh, how you jump to conclusions. I, of course, acting for my master, who is to be his heir.
It's impossible. You've lied. I'll stick my dagger between your ribs.
I'll let you see and hear for yourself. Come, I'll lead you to Master Volpone's house. Hide you in his room where you can overhear the whole thing. Come along now.
Act Two. Volpone's room the same day.
Come in, Leone. This is Volpone's chamber.
Shh, quiet.
Behind this wall's a corridor. Wait there and you can hear everything. But don't come out until I call. Stay quiet now. Your dear father's in a hurry and he'll not keep us waiting long.
I'm going, but if you're hoodwinking me, I shouldn't like to be in your hide.
All right. Go brag to yourself in there, but do it quietly. Volpone's got sharp ears.
I'll cut them shorter for him if he's got any part in this.
Shh, gently. Go in there. Now I'm rid of one fool, but as sure as my beard sprouts, the next one's already on the stairs. Where there's money, fools are never far to seek.
Mosca! Where were you so long? Dawdling on the piazza? Tell me all about it.
Ah, most excellent, Master. It's working. Both of them are hooked for the guild.
Both? Fine. Is Corvino bringing the will? Is he bringing Columba?
Sure, and on top of that, I did another little extra stroke of business.
What?
A small surprise for you.
Master, come. Look out of the window. He's bringing her already. Magnificent.
Good heavens. Now Corvino's here before the old man. I told him to wait an hour.
Corvino drags her along. He pushes her. It seems the little woman's not exactly willing.
Now he's dragging her into the house. Away, to bed with you. Groan, wail. Now draw your curtains. Greetings, Corvino. Greetings, Monocolombo.
Did you give my message to Valpore? How is he?
Oh, the effect of the medicine is wearing off, and he lies there weak and tired again. But perhaps your wife will bring him back to life.
God willing.
Oh, and how thankful he was to you. He has signed and sealed you his heir. Look, look, the wax is still moist. But listen for yourself. Messer Valpone, your friend Corvino has come.
Good friend.
And he has brought his wife, Colomba, to nurse you.
What a friend. But it's too late. My strength's gone again. Show me the lovely remedy, at least. Let me see Colomba.
Oh, the poor sick man. How I pity him.
Here is my spouse, Columba, whom I brought to guard your slumber.
I'll pray to the Madonna to make you well again.
Sweet child. I'm all alone, an old dying man. Don't leave me to die alone.
No, I'll stay with you. I'll care for you, you poor creature, and frighten away those bad thoughts.
Let us go, Corvino.
You stay, my turtle dove. Be gentle with him. I'll soon be back. Farewell, dear friend. My wife will guard you.
Now we're alone, my child. Let me hold your hand.
Oh, wait, I'll bring a blanket and make you more comfortable.
No blanket. Your hand. So you wish me to regain my health?
Well, of course I do.
Then my health will return immediately. There is a magic cure. If a virtuous woman lays her hand upon your heart and says three times, "Be well," then you arise from your bed fully cured.
I never heard of that.
It's printed in the Decameron or some other holy book. Come, try. Lay your little hand on my heart. So, now say three times. Be well again, Valpone.
Be well again, Valpone.
Yes, yes. Now, two more times.
Be well again, Valpone. Be well again, Valpone.
I'm well. Let me throw away this coat. Let me up.
A miracle. Madonna, a miracle.
Ah, well again, and by your grace.
Oh, I cannot believe it. I must run straight to Corvino to tell him what has happened.
Oh, no, stay here. You'll get to see his 9 days wonder soon enough. And I feel young, lively. I can dance. See.
Oh, kind sir, take care not to get chilled. Oh, God forbid you get sick again.
Never again as long as you are with me. Come, let me embrace you.
Oh, you're delirious. Lie down, I beg of you. Oh, I'm so frightened.
No fear, my little dove. I'm as healthy as two porters, full of life. And absolutely sound and lively man. There, when I embrace you, does your Corvino hold you more tightly?
Corvino! Where is my husband? Corvino!
He's far away. Do you think he doesn't know why I wanted you? He sold you. He bartered you. My little dove.
Oh, don't say such things.
Yes, he's a scoundrel, isn't he?
Let me go. I'll scream for help.
Scream if it pleases you. There's no one here and it's all locked and bolted.
I'll scream. Help! Help!
Ah! Unhand that lady! Hello! Call the police here! Bring the police!
Why, you lout, what's gotten into you? Didn't you swear to stay quiet?
Stay quiet? Yeah, that would just suit you. But I will shout so you hear the roar over all the churches of Venice. This Valpone must be whipped. He shall have as many lashes as he has sequins.
Someone here call for help?
It was I, Leone, captain of the fleet. I called to you for help against this Levantine.
At your service, Captain.
He laid his hands upon this lady, the wife of Citizen Corvino. I swear to it upon my oath.
You also swear to it, madam?
Oh, I'm ashamed.
What is it, what? Columba, you still here, my little dove? I was awaiting you impatiently. Come right home.
Stay here, all of you. No one moves till everything is cleared up. Now, that man lying there, he's the Levenhead, isn't he? Away with him to the court. And all of you come along. They'll settle it there.
Yeah, come away.
Hey, look, here comes Cabaccio.
I brought the paper. Let's come from the notary.
There you are.
No! Oh, help,
give me that paper, Father.
Oh, that is your murdering his father, the big brute.
Give me that paper. Now, here's the proof. Now the judge can see the scoundrelly trick. Here is written proof of the thievery.
Oh, no. Do not excite yourself, Captain. The judge, he will meet justice to each of them. Now, come along, all of you, to the tribunal.
Master Notary.
Tell me what has happened, Oscar.
Your money is lost. Leone has brought an accusation against us, and Volpone's to be beaten, hanged, and the state will grab your house and your gold if you don't help him out of it.
Oh, help me, Volpone. I'll make you my sole heir and give you half during my own life.
Rely on me, Volpone. I will take your case, of course. I know the law. Leave it to an expert. You, Volpone, say not a word. Remain silent. And you, Mosca, fix Volpone up so he looks more dead than alive. I need to make the impression that Leone hurt him badly. Follow me soon to the Senate. I shall hurry ahead to my witnesses and tell them exactly what to say.
Quiet! Here's the judge. Quiet! Silence!
Are all the witnesses here who were cited in the case against Volpone accused by Leone, captain of the fleet?
They are, Your Honor. Except that I will speak in behalf of that unfortunate Volpone, if you will allow it, since he cannot defend his honor, which was unjustly threatened by that hothead there who wounded him so badly that he is in his doctor's care.
Bring him here in any case to answer to the accusation.
The sight of him alone, Your Honor, will move your pity.
How much did he promise you for each word? 3 ducats?
Captain Leone, you have not the floor. Wait until the court has recognized you. Before the accused appears, outline what took place, Captain Brusky.
Well, I and these, my men, we were seated in the tap room of the inn, as usual. I mean, in accordance with our duty. And suddenly there's a horrible yell across the street. We jumped up, hurried hotfoot into the house to find that man there.
Captain Leone of the fleet.
At your service.
Unfortunately, there was nothing seen anymore. Only that woman there.
Columba, wife of the merchant, Savina.
And there was a man lying on the floor, knocked down by the captain there.
Yes, Volpone, the unhappy victim of this drunken villain.
And this young one here was skipping about.
Master? Venetian, what rank?
Tatpaw, parasite.
Moderate your tone, Captain Leone, and do not libel the witness.
All the others came running in and yelling into my ears so that I got all mixed up. Then I thought, take them all along. And I brought them here.
Thank you, Captain. Strangely twisted story, this, and most confused. Now, your version, Leone. You are the accuser.
Well, I went to the house of this Levantine.
Why? Has he invited you?
I went secretly.
Ah, you hear? Secretly, Your Honor. Note that in the record.
Silence, Wig! What was I saying? Well, I came secretly because that other scoundrel there...
Will I be allowed to observe that he calls everyone a scoundrel while only he is honorable?
That scoundrel there had informed me that my father, for money, of course, had disinherited me. Well, while I was waiting to see what he was going to do, and there was all this hue and cry, I rushed at him and I smashed at him with all my force and cried for help.
Do you confirm this account of events, Clemba?
Oh, let me go home. I have forgiven him.
Noble lady, did he lay hands upon you?
Oh, I touched him first. Mm. He asked me to lay my hand on his heart, and then the miracle occurred.
Mm. Miracle? What miracle?
He regained all his strength.
I think she's simple, Captain. There's nothing we can be done with her.
Yes, you're quite right, Your Honor.
You speak for her, Carvino.
How did your wife come to be in Volpone's house?
She had heard from me that my poor, dear friend Volpone lay on his dying bed. She prayed long for him in the cathedral, and then she came to fetch me, where I sat the whole day long at his side.
You're lying! You dragged her there, drove her to him.
He maligns me, Excellency, but I'll throw the lies in his teeth. I ask you, Columba, have I ever sent you to young men and allowed you to mingle with them?
Why, he is so jealous that he locks me in the room.
You see, the lie is proven.
Who's lying, you blockhead? I'll slash you to bits. Leone, your statements are unsupported unless your father stands by them.
His father? Mm. He wanted to murder his father. Trap him. Bear witness.
Oh, yes, yes. He went for him like a devil incarnate.
Well, because I had to have this paper as proof of their villainy. And there's the will, if you won't take my word for it. The proof. My own father disinherits me. His son. Is that robbery? Is that villainy?
There's a mistake here. A worthless scrap of paper. Absolutely worthless. I had heard my poor friend Volpone was about to die, so I thought I'd cheer him up. I practiced this pious deception just to give pleasure to a dying man.
And I enjoyed the little joke of fooling Leone. It was a jest, Excellency, a mere jest at will.
A nice jest, you highway robbers. I saw the little joke on Columba.
Oh, Your Honor, look. They're bringing Master Volpone on his couch. See how white he is. He lies with closed eyes, almost dead.
Excellency, look on these sightless eyes. Ah, my poor noble friend. You are struggling with death, and we are still struggling over your honor. Pronounce judgment, Excellency, the judgment which will let Master Volpone die in honor.
Since the accusation against Volpone the Levantine was based on the statement of one witness only, and whereas the witness's testimony was contradicted by several witnesses, Volpone is adjudged the injured party and unconditionally released. Dismissed without a stain on his character. Four trustworthy witnesses.
Trustworthy witnesses? He bought them all, and probably you in the bargain to save him from the gallows.
What? What? Judges
of any form? Silence! 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 Police, seize this man. He has slandered honorable men, borne false witness, and libeled the tribunal of Venice. However, I shall merely sentence him to the pillory until sunset as a warning to careless slanderers.
What?
Am I to go to the pillory and not these scoundrels?
Lead him off quickly. He yelled himself to the block.
An excellent judge, kind, just.
And now, carry the poor invalid away. I trust the excitement has not harmed him. The court is adjourned.
Oh, my kind master. Your honor's been given back to you. Look up. Regain your strength.
Yes, yes. Your innocence has conquered.
Friend Volpone, I am with you.
I did everything for you, my honorable friend.
Oh, the poor man. How I pity him.
Thank you, my friends. So much love. So much kindness. How have I deserved it? I, a poor, unworthy man.
Now, all Venice recognizes your true virtue.
You servants there.
Here, my lord. Yes, my lord.
Carry the master to his home.
Oh, no.
Come on, listen. Act 3. In Volpone's house, Mosca and the old fox discuss the trial. Volpone, freed of every care, pours out his hatred for the parasites who seek his gold.
Well, I'm beginning to feel happy and warm again. I already feel the old Volpone stirring inside Volpone's corpse. Ah, the pleasure of feeling your strength and wit.
You will need it very soon, master of lies. They'll come flapping along very soon. Vulture, hawk, and crow, their claws stretched. Especially Volpone, about being made your heir.
I'll get the wind up for him, the windbag. Good old Volpone is grateful to all his friends and will give each one what he wants. Each one shall have a testament.
signed and sealed with him as sole heir. And each one can take it home and wait confidentially till I die. That is, if he lives that long.
Magnificent. Now, where's the pen and ink?
I'll write one out for each of them in my own hand. One for dear Voltore, one for kind Corbaccio, one for exceedingly affectionate Corvino. Listen, chase the servants into the streets to spread the news that I, Volpone, am dead. I'll put you into me will as the heir. You read it to them, and meanwhile I'll stand there, behind the curtain, listening and watching. And when they make for you and bark and scream, I'll jump out of my hole and make them run so hard the wind will blow their ears off. Now, let's start. So, I wrote your name down there. My true servant, Mosca. Now the instrument of torture's ready. But don't use it too quickly or too rashly. I want to see them licking their chops before the hammer lands on their pates. Get on with your gadfly and buzz. Call the servants. I'll get back in bed. Close the curtain.
Hola there, groom!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you run to Master Baldor.
Yes, master.
You to Corbaccio.
Master.
You, Corvino.
Yes, master.
Your master is in a bad way. He may die any minute. Yes. Hurry now. Hurry, hurry.
Yes, sir. Yes, master.
You scoundrel. Why didn't you say that I was dead?
I wanted to give you more time. I warn you again, this is slippery sport.
I must see those vipers dance if I die for it.
If you die, do you know, Messer Volpone, who will be your heir then? I. Huh. Here, it is written into the document.
Do you imagine I let you keep it? I hear someone coming. Sit down and begin reading the inventory. I'll grab them by the throat when the time comes.
Seven Isfahan rugs.
Honest Mosca, tell me, is he dead?
Well, you see me checking the inventory, Illustrissimo.
Give me the will.
It lies here ready. Four onyx bones.
Here is the raven already. There must be carrion where these black mantles wave. He must be dead.
Oh, poor Master Volpone. He was still so healthy and strong.
Were you called here in your official capacity to witness the opening of the will, Voltore?
We shall see. Are you here as a witness?
Just a witness. Have it your way.
They told me downstairs he was dead.
I knew right off he'd never walk again. Where's the will?
Open your ears wide so that you don't hear wrong. But read, Illustrissimo. Read his last will.
Oh, God forbid. It might be contested and everything must be done legally. First, we must have a witness here from the court.
A witness from the court? Oh, please don't bother with such formalities. Let us send the will over later. Later.
No. No, it wouldn't be legal. Ring for a servant. Boy,
yes, sir?
Go next door and summon the judge for this district and tell him the notary begs him to act as witness.
Yes, sir.
The judge? Here, the judge. Oh, well, no, it isn't necessary. There are two witnesses here already. Honorable Venetian.
No, I agree with the notary. Everything must be legal.
Excellent. I insist on that.
Mosca, dear boy, is he dead?
One look will convince you. You see, quite cold and stiff.
Deceptive. Better still to burn a candle at the soles of his feet.
Safe is safe. A little jab in the heart with my dagger to make sure. It wouldn't hurt the dead man and...
No. The servants might see the blood and say we are done away with him. Leave the corpse in peace.
Quite true. Never touch a corpse before the coroner comes. Always the proper official first.
His Excellency, the judge.
If
I am properly informed, you summoned me to be present at the opening of his will.
I thought it advisable you should be here to prevent the occurrence of complications, and I beg you to unseal the document.
Oh, Lord, where shall I hide?
There are four witnesses here, all citizens of Venice. Is the death of the above-mentioned Volpone confirmed by their affidavit as eyewitnesses?
We all witnessed at the same time, so no doctor's certificate is needed.
I will now break the seal and read. I, Volpone, former merchant of Smyrna, Levantine, wifeless and childless, hereby make the following disposition of my property, being of sound mind, although threatened by illness, and witnessed the same with my hand and seal. Desiring to repay his friendship with proper gratitude, I name as my sole heir to be unconditional possessor of all my goods and gold, my beloved friend, the Venetian Mosca.
Mosca?
Oh, what does that mean?
Mosca! That scoundrel!
Mosca!
I must beg for quiet. To my other true friends, who also gave me countless proofs of their affection, I leave the assurance of my deep gratitude and the request that they remember me with undying love. Given at Venice under my own hand and seal this day, Valpone.
He forged it, this Mosca.
Traitors! Both traitors! What are my 20,000 secrets?
Venice documents stolen, false, forged.
It is invalid. I contest it.
You just recognize this will as being valid. Did you not write it?
But not for Mosca.
This treachery here. I swear, Excellency, the jester de Valpone himself and that fellow Mosca assured me I was the sole heir.
No. Me. This morning.
You get back in your coffin, skeleton. I sacrificed everything. Everything. I brought him my wife to restore his health.
What? What are you saying? What was it that slipped out just then? So Leone did tell the truth today, and you duped me. Officers!
Yes, sir.
Officers! Hurry straight to Leone. Release him from the pillory. I order you in the name of the court. What a blot on the tribunal if this is proved true. What an innocent man, a brave soldier in the pillory, for no fault of his. Oh, you'll answer for this, gentlemen.
Oh, forgive me, Excellency. He bewildered all of us. I thought I must help a dying man. I did not dream, Excellency, what a deceiver he was.
You scoundrel! He plundered me like any highwayman.
He plundered me? Every week, gold, jewels. He promised everyone. But I had a note. He showed it to me. And now all lies.
What a scoundrel. To rob a soldier of his reputation and the court of its integrity. Dead, did this criminal a good service.
But money. My money. 1,400 sequins.
And I'll tear up his will.
No. Not that. It is valid since it was legally drawn by you. Unless you can show your handwriting was traced or forged. Then, of course, since this Valpone had no descendants, his fortune would go to the poor.
The poor?
The poor?
What use is money to the poor? There are too many of them. They'll only get poor again. I want my sequins.
Rather the poor than Mosca. Rather throw it to the dog.
But as long as no legal objection is raised, the testament remains in force and Mosca, the Venetian citizen, is the heir.
Sooner the devil.
Will your excellency allow me a few words? Since I am the heir, I will make good all the damage which he did in his frenzied greed to you, Valtori, to you, Corbaccio, to you, Corvino, if I am the heir.
But you are. No one disputes that.
All of us are witnesses to that.
Oh, then no one raises an objection to Messer Valpone's disposition of his property? Then bring your parchment to the court. The court will validate it. And you, Mosca, make better use of your riches than your master, Valpone.
Where is the scoundrel?
You have come too late, Leone. Heaven has judged him. He lies lifeless.
Venice corpse. I want to drag his body to the pillory. Now, where is it?
Calm yourself, Leone.
Take him into the next room.
I have my dagger with me. I'll mow him down the next time we meet.
Help him. Lead him away. And now, my amiable masters, let me formally invite you all to our deceased Falpone's funeral feast. We'll not be too very sad, I promise you. However, this evening, all of you come in black clothes so that folk may know we mourn for Valpone. But let your minds and moods be gay. Farewell.
Farewell.
You scoundrel!
Merely your apt pupil, master.
Thief! Legacy hunter!
Your zealous scholar. But tell me, who are you anyway? You have some resemblance to the deceased Valpone, that evil joker and fox who nipped his tail in his own trap? What are you doing here in my house?
In your house, you thief! Off with you today!
Really? How so?
And
why?
You think
You really think I'll let you keep all this?
I never dreamed of it. I'll keep none of it. Now, there's to be laughter and music in the house. Music made with your imprisoned gold.
Damned it, I shall go to court.
You might meet the gallows on the way. And moreover, quiet, quiet, dear friend. A friend of yours called Leone is sleeping in the next room and might like to have a word with you.
Give me the jewels, the pearls in my chest, and I'll go.
What?
Give me half, just half.
Did you share with anyone?
A quarter. One quarter and I go.
Not one sequin. Not one little gem. You yourself told me that there was a house in Smyrna where your wife and child live. Go greet them and tell them it is poor sport joking with Venetians. Now I laugh, Balboni. Get along with you. Hurry, you thieving fox, or I'll get the whip.
Rather be broken on the wheel, rather the gallows, than leave you have the money. I stay.
Then stay if you want, and I'll get Leone. Very well. I'll count to three. To three. Then I'll call Leone.
I stay. The gallows will be a pleasure if I see you dangling next to me.
Oh, you won't get that far. Leone and his dagger will see to that. Now I'm counting. One.
For my money or I stay.
Two.
Half and I go.
Three.
Only the ring and the pearl.
Leone.
The pearl.
You see the fox, though. Messer Balboni, the game is over. Hey there! Hola, servant!
Here, master, here.
Bring flowers. Light! Stand at the door to herald in my guest. Music, and not another word of gold. We'll be merry now.
Merry.
Feast off Balboni's dishes, drink of his wine, and laugh at everyone who's mad, and most of all, at him who's mad about money. Music!
You have just heard Ben Jonson's Volpone, adapted for radio by Harry McFadden. The musical score was arranged and conducted by Joseph Hunty, and today's cast was as follows. Volpone, Carl Benton Reed. Mosca, Horace Braham. Voltore, Jack Rosley. Corbaccio, Charles Webster. Corvino, Harry Mastair. Leone, Raymond Bramley. Colomba, Selina Roy. The judge, Ralph Locke. Captain of the Sbirri, Clifford Stork. The first groom, Sidney Cassell. The second groom, Swain Gordon. Great Plays series is a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company, a drama guide giving complete background material for the Great Plays by Blevins Davis, who arranged for the series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to Columbia University Press in care of Great Plays, Columbia University, New York City. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining Great Plays of the series. Next week, at this same hour, Molière's Tartuffe will be presented. Volpone was a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.